This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for the light to shine on what's going on today. Free jewelry for everybody. Oh, wait a minute. It's April Fool's Day.
Oh, man.
Keep McFadden away from
that. That would have been good.
Right. Free jewelry? Yes.
Yeah.
And well, maybe it would be better. Meet me at the airport and you can all come to Ireland with me today. How's that? Okay, so let's get started in this hour of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is at the ready, as is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is going to give us the rundown on the latest scandal of the day.
Oh, this is a big one.
A scandal.
All right. Former Vice President Joe Biden has not yet jumped into the 2020 race. He's expected to do it. I was kind of guessing it would be this week. He was looking for the first quarter of fundraising to be over and the second one to start, and that's what's happened this week. But now he faces a whole lot of trouble. Over the weekend, former Vice President Joe Biden was accused by a Democrat, Lucy Flores, who is a former assembly person, or maybe current assembly person, I'm not even sure, but said that she was uncomfortable and upset when Joe Biden came to campaign for her and apparently touched her and kissed her on the head, and she didn't like that very much. And she came out this weekend making a big deal about the fact that he was being inappropriate. We've heard this about Joe Biden for a long time, that he's a little extra touchy, that he might do these kinds of things all the time to people, but I don't think most people would complain about it. Unfortunately for Joe, Lucy Flores took issue with it, and his opponents, if he jumps into 2020, really took, I think, this as a way to knock him off that top perch in the race for the Democratic candidate in 2020. You had John Hickenlooper, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, all taking the opportunity to say that Joe is inappropriate and that this kind of thing should be addressed. Joe Biden said it was never his intention to make women feel discomfort, and if he did so, he said, quote, I will listen respectfully. And so this has really kind of blown up for the opponents of Joe Biden to use this as an opportunity to go after him, and for Joe Biden to say he isn't mean to make people feel bad, and for several women to come out and say, well, he's maybe was a little too touchy-feely, or, you know, he kissed me, or these types of things. I don't know. I'm just tired. I'm just tired of this kind of thing, because I think what people are using this as is an opportunity to take down Joe Biden. I'm not going to vote for him. He's not my cup of tea politically, but I just hate to see people use this kind of thing that can be very serious to go after opponents, and so I just feel like it's kind of silly that we're having this conversation. But I guess we should go around the table and see what everybody else thinks.
So I'm going to reserve my comments till the end, but I'm going to ask all three of you if on any occasion you were nervous, upset, concerned about something, and you were with me or somebody else that was. In your case, Kara, maybe it's Rich or somebody else that works at the headquarters of Radio America in Washington, Victoria. whether it's, I don't know who's around you. You're not in the same sort of place where there are a lot of people that are working and hubbubbing around.
Well, but I've had a few experiences, and never with you, but you know, I've been groped at company Christmas parties
when
people
were
drunk, and
this is not about being drunk. It's not. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but what I'm talking about just being groped inappropriately, yeah. and the thing is, this is.
I hope you punched the guy. You would be capable of just wailing off and whacking the guy.
He got what he had coming. Okay. But
yeah, good.
But there's a big difference between what happened to me and what has happened to so many other women. Just in Nashville last week with my girlfriends, all of us have stories, and
really?
It's every one of us. And my friend is currently leaving her job because a superior had got drunk and tried to get handsy with her just recently. So this is disgusting, and it happens all the time. The difference, though, is, and this is not because I like Joe Biden, I I just think that we have to, when you read reports where it says he kissed me inappropriately and he touched me inappropriately, there is a big difference between someone grabbing a boob or someone's crotch and him putting his hands on someone's shoulders and kissing the back of her head or whatever that story is, which sounds very weird to me. She said she
was upset because she hadn't washed her hair that day.
It's so bizarre. Like, why are you talking about... I don't know. To me, I think there is a difference. And I think that whenever we have a lot of these allegations now, this happens on the right, this happens on the left, it happens everywhere. And it's politically... It feels very, very politically driven. I think, Doug, before we came on the air, you had mentioned that it felt opportunistic, and it does. And if Joe Biden did something wrong where he sexually touched someone, then that's inexcusable. But I think that there is a difference between someone who is touchy-feely and doesn't realize that what they're doing is making someone uncomfortable and someone who's a predator. I think there's a huge difference. I'm not a hugger, so I could accuse many people of making me feel the way this woman claims that she felt. And that's just because I'm not a hugger. But it doesn't mean that, you know, that person is touching you in a sexually inappropriate way. And I do think that we have to start kind of picking these things apart and looking at them under a different microscope, or everyone is guilty of everything.
I just feel like we need to chill out a little bit. And also, women, we are in this too. If we feel uncomfortable, we have to do something at the time. Instead of, I've said this before for a million, I can't even tell you the last time. I mean, we've been talking about this forever with Me Too and Kavanaugh. If you're in a situation where you're uncomfortable, you have to say something in the moment. You can't wait for 10 years, 10 years, whatever it is, to turn around and go, hey, you know what? You squeezing my shoulders, Mr. Vice President, it's a little too much. Please. Or just remove yourself from the situation. This has been Joe Biden's persona that a lot of people have said he's overly touchy. And I think as much as that's kind of his personality, I don't think he means to be a predator. He probably just doesn't know any better. But it's sometimes up to the woman to say, look, this is not okay, or to get yourself out of that situation.
Yeah, I think...
Sorry. I don't know.
I think it depends on your relationship, too. Like, I have no idea what the relationship was between the two of them, whether they were
super
friendly.
He was campaigning for her.
Yeah, and so, you know, if I was at work, you were talking about me being with coworkers. And now, if my boss or someone that I work with came up behind me and touched my shoulders and kissed the back of my head at work, yeah, I'd be uncomfortable with that. And I think that I would say something to them. Normally, if something happens at work that I'm uncomfortable with, luckily it's not something that happens, you know, very often. But I think I wouldn't have an issue saying something. But I agree with Jen that if something does happen... Saying if this is something that he does all the time, then, and no one's ever told him that they're uncomfortable with it, then how is he supposed to know or learn that people don't like it?
And this is not a victim of sexual assault. This is someone who said she you know, her hair was dirty that day. So that shouldn't mean that it takes you 10 years to come forward with your story. I understand completely when victims of actual sexual assault have a hard time coming forward, maybe not being believed, and we hear all the different reasons, and I think it's a completely separate thing. But if somebody is like this and puts their hand on your shoulders, you kind of go, oh, hey, Joe, thanks for the support. Thanks for campaigning for me. But, you know, hey, less about the shoulders. You know, and I think in the moment,
yourself out of
say
the way.
Something.
Yeah,
all
right.
Read so
yourself out.
Here's my read on this thing. I used some of the words, as Jennifer suggested, of opportunistic. I don't know who this Lucy Flores is, and I don't really care. Under the circumstances, Joe Biden has had a trail behind him of gaffes and goofs and things that have been he's been accused of and have been a problem for him that were not really serious. They were just kind of being Joe. I'm not giving him a pass on things that he doesn't need to have a pass. I don't need to be his protector, frankly. Whether I vote for him or I don't vote for him at the moment, it's not clear to me who I might vote for, because I don't know who all the contestants are. I know that I always have liked Joe Biden as a person. I've only run across him once, and I liked his energy. He's, I think, a pretty kind, gentle man. This bull crap, when I first heard this, it infuriated me, frankly, because, and I thought about Jennifer, I thought about Victoria, I thought about Kara. And what would happen if I were in a situation where, let's say, Victoria and I were at, or Karen, or any of you, were, let's say, at an industry function, and you had been asked to, like Jennifer was on the dais in the last event a couple of 3 weeks ago, And
yeah, wasn't that weird when they all started
nervous.
Talking about being sexual predators
yeah,
or something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, that's because the bunch you were up there with didn't have a clue. But that's
like,
neither here nor there.
We're here to talk about radio.
Yeah, right. So, but the business, if any of you for whom I care as friends, colleagues, I was thinking friends, Romans, and countrymen, but to be serious about this, if you were upset, I could see me putting my hands on your shoulder and saying, relax, everything will be fine, you'll be great. I don't know that I'd kiss your neck or your hair, but I would certainly put my hands on your shoulders to sort of give you, and I think Jennifer might have with you, I don't remember, but I mean, there's a way of relaxing people by just putting your hands on your shoulder, and this stuff has gotten out of control in some circumstances. There are plenty of women who have plenty of just cause to be pissed about
right.
this kind of stuff and
yeah.
beyond. This is not one of them. This doesn't qualify. This is not, if you knew this woman, where the hell has she been for 5 years? And now all of a sudden Joe's running? Who is she? Her allegiance?
I don't know. I'm sick of it.
I am sick of this kind of stuff as it applies because it waters down the real impact of these sorts of offenses.
I just think it's weird how all of his opponents have just jumped on saying, because they want to kick him out.
Damn transparent. What a bunch of phonies.
Like I said, I really try to stay consistent on this stuff because I feel like these are really serious allegations that can be made at times as part of this Me Too movement. And the truth is, everybody gets to defend themselves. The reason why, and this is just now a political comment, the reason why I think that Joe Biden might be just overrated as because I think a lot of Democrats look at him as the person who could beat Trump, probably the most easiest. If that's a way to put it around.
Easiest, you don't need the double
yeah, easier,
okay,
the
right.
easiest, yes. Mm-hmm. So that is exactly what they're looking at him as, is this person who can come out and beat Trump. He has been around every turn, going around and apologizing. It's showing me that Joe Biden this might be why he hasn't jumped in so quick, is because he's just... I don't know if he can handle politics in this year, in 2019. He's apologizing for everything.
Should
and
he have to?
I don't think he can. No.
Well, it's just, and it just shows you the true, whether you're Republican or a Democrat, all these people are so damn self-serving. It's all about me, and not about the greater good. Do you really care about the Democratic Party and you want to win and you don't want to have the Republicans in the White House or in charge of the Senate or the House? This isn't the way to do it. You're eating your young, you morons. And hello, Joe Biden is at the top of whatever candidate in terms of polling might run for 2020. So what's more important, you and your political career? And I would say that especially of Elizabeth Warren and of what's-her-face from California and some of these other phonies. It just is disgusting. And so that's about...
But see, when you're so super sensitive to this movement, they would almost look like hypocrites if they didn't go after Joe, too. I mean, that's part of this.
Yeah. They're hypocrites, period. Okay. Let's talk about your health for a moment. No question, all of us need omega-3 oil in our system. Fish oil and krill oil are both now on the top of nutritionists' pile for the right omega-3s put in your body. So a lot of people are trying to buy either krill oil or fish oil. Why'd you buy? You don't have to buy either or. You get both of them with krill omega-50 plus with the CoQ10 from Purity Products. You'll take it, you'll enjoy it. It'll be great for your heart, great for your joints, great for your whole system. Purity is so sure krill omega 50 plus will work for you. They'll send you a free bottle when you call them at 800-355-1493. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Free bottle, pay for the shipping, krill omega 50. What a great way to tune up your body. 800-355-1493.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mick Jagger, in case you don't recognize his voice, it's not one of the biggest songs the Stones ever had, but it is a representation to get us into the conversation in our music portion of this hour on the DJB show. Jen and Victoria and Kara and I are with a focus on Mick because the Stones have put off their North American tour, pushed back the dates because Nick has been told by his doctors to not take a trip for a while. The weekend brought about some information detailing the decision to postpone the tour, which was supposed to pick up on April 20th down in Miami. The dates include the Stones set in New Orleans and the Jazz Festival on May 2nd, as well as the added show planned for Canada Day weekend in late June in Ontario. Jagger is supposed to make a full recovery. He apologized on Twitter, stressing that he was devastated, but instead he'll be working very hard to be back on stage as soon as he can. Okay, so I don't see anything anywhere indicating what's wrong with him.
We don't know. They aren't saying. So this could be...
That's not a good...
I was going to say, that makes me more nervous.
It makes me very nervous, yeah. As a fan of the Stones, and my friends have tickets to see them this summer, they were all told to hold on to the tickets for the rescheduling, so that's a little bit of good news.
That's always good.
Yeah, when they just cancel, then it's really bad. But, you know, Mick was a smoker for a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
So that catches up with you. I hope that
drugs,
this isn't some sort
smoking,
of...
Smoking, alcohol.
Yeah. Well, the nicotine, really, the cigarettes is what would make me the most
nervous. I was kind of surprised about the media's handling of this over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw the same headlines, but there were people in the news media speculating as to what illness he might have. No one knows, as you mentioned, and no one knows how serious it is, but there were a lot of people speculating about the kinds of things that were wrong with him.
So, what were some of the speculation?
I think along the lines of what Victoria had said, you know, is
some
this
cancer?
Is this a mystery illness? Like, what, you know, it was just, it's kind of strange because I think the job is to say he's canceled and that he's going to reschedule, not try to predict what's wrong with him. But,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, for us to totally
that,
fine.
But
Keith never
in a palm tree somewhere.
Yeah. He's fine.
fabulous.
He's pickled
this,
at this point.
One of their great songs, this one. I said, crank this up. Every time I hear this, I love this. Listen to the words. This is satisfaction.
Great stuff.
All right, next up on the music wheel here, the story of Harry Styles and Stevie Nicks stealing the show at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Stevie was inducted as a solo act as part of the class of 2019 at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn on Friday night. Stevie opened the show with Stand Back from her second solo album, Wild Heart, 1983. She said, "This is the original cape from Stand Back." She pointed to the crowd. "My frugal mother would have appreciated that. Well, at least eventually, if she found out how much it cost in 1983, which apparently was $3,000, she would have grounded me, even though I was too old to ground." Next up, she did Leather and Lace, her Don Henley duet from the solo debut, Belladonna, and Henley performed with her on stage. Then Stevie announced another surprise guest, Harry Styles, who filled in for the late Tom Petty on the duet Stop Dragging My Heart Around. She closed her set with Edge of 17, one of the biggest rock songs of the era. Styles returned to the stage for Stevie's induction speech, praising her for being the first female to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the second time. He said she is forever current. She's so wise and serene. She sees all the romance and drama in the world, and she celebrates it. He also joked, "She's responsible for more running mascara, including my own, and then all the bad dates in history. She's everything you ever wanted in a lady, a lover, and a friend." So,
is Harry Styles doing Stevie? That's all I want to know.
It sure sounds like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
Maybe they
good
took
for
a
you,
turn.
Girl.
All right, so this will be telecast on HBO on April the
29th. She thought he was an instinct, didn't she?
Yeah.
28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Nevada Lieutenant Governor candidate Lucy Flores, who's raised sexual misconduct allegations against former Vice President Joe Biden, who's expected to announce his candidacy for the White House soon, says the incident should disqualify him from running, although Flores says that's not the only one.
I think that his response to the way in which he handled the Anita Hill hearing was completely also inappropriate and lacked empathy and, frankly, lacked accountability.
She spoke on CNN State of the Union. Biden says he never thought his behavior was considered inappropriate. Online child care marketplace Care.com dropping nearly half its nearly 100,000 daycare center listings after the Wall Street Journal finds hundreds of listings were not licensed by states as claimed, while others either didn't exist or didn't even know they were on the site. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
April 1st, yeah, April Fool's Day. We'll get to that in a moment or two. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. No fools here. We are surrounded by greatness and beauty and intelligence. Yes, there's my picture over there on the wall. You like it?
I was going to say, where is this leading? Oh, it's leading to a self-compliment.
Yeah. Okay, so Victoria, would you please like to take us into a place where no man has ever gone before?
Well, the Brits have certainly never gone this way before. Today is yet another series of votes of Brexit alternatives. This is the second time that lawmakers will try to vote on some of these resolutions to come up with a real plan, hoping to force the government's hand by uniting behind a singular plan. Now, we've got the no-deal Brexit option, which means that the Brexit will happen even though they don't have a deal in place. There are some politicians over in the UK saying that that's probably what will happen, even though Parliament already voted that a no-deal Brexit was a no-deal completely. So today they're back at the drawing board again. And Theresa May is preparing to bring back her own withdrawal agreement to the House of Commons one last time. And then there's speculation that if this doesn't work, that this would call for a snap election. And it's a big mess. And then the other thing financially, which is what we've sort of been talking about from the beginning of this, and a lot of people like Richard Branson and have been very vocal about the financial implications of a Brexit. And so over the Financial Times has reported that Goldman Sachs has done a pretty extensive report on the economic impact of just talks of Brexit, and that the UK, this has cost the UK 600 million euros every week since the 2016 referendum. And this is... And it hasn't even happened yet. That's what's so crazy. And a lot of financial people are saying that Britain is not going to really be able to withstand a Brexit shock. And that's what they're calling it now, the Brexit shock. And so it's just, it seems like this needs to go back to a public vote and just start all over. I think that's where a lot of people have been protesting.
Yeah, you wonder what kind of common sense Theresa May has, if she has any at all, under the circumstances. Why do you stick so stubbornly to something that was a mistake? Everybody understands we all make mistakes, and this mistake hasn't been really corrected. That is the problem they have with illegal immigration is as bad as we have here, if not worse. But this isn't the way to fix it. This doesn't fix. It kills and ruins your country.
You know, I said this before, and I don't live there, but it just seems to me that the reason this was all, it went through in the first place is because of the European Union's lack of ability to make it safe or to put on stricter immigration policies so that you don't end up with terrorist hotbeds like London has and all throughout the country. They're everywhere. And so there's a lot of people who are putting a lot of heat on Theresa May, and I'm not making excuses for her because I don't live there, but boy, I certainly would hate to be her. She's been through a public embarrassment after embarrassment.
Yeah.
Why don't they put, why doesn't the European Union say, hey, why don't you stay with us, but we'll make these changes, well, X, Y, Z? It almost seems like they get to float. It's like, well, you're just going to stay here because you can't figure out how to get away from us, but they're not going to fix the problem? No, that's not okay either.
Well, the other side of it is they have a lot to gain from keeping it together. It's not like the contribution of the Brits in terms of the economy and tourism and all the other things that are a measurement of this. You just, England is the wealthiest of all the countries in the European Union. I think Germany is second, and Switzerland maybe third,
France fourth.
Yeah, it goes down the.
The thing is, they stink, and there should be some pressure on them as well, and it just doesn't seem like they feel it.
Well, they don't feel it because it hasn't been the focus. Illegal immigration has been the focus, and they all have the problem, so they'll solve it, or they ought to solve it, together, not individually, and pulling the plug on... It was short-sighted on the Brits, and it's easy for us to say
they
that, but
they jumped the gun on that vote.
They jumped the gun on it.
Yeah.
And so let's figure it out. But you better figure out, as part of the fix, what to do about all these people who are coming from everywhere, just exactly the same. Do you need to close the border down, you know, as Greece is the last, Turkey's the last stop, and then Greece, you shut the border to the Middle East, the same as Trump says he wants to shut the border to Mexico. And does that bring people up short? Whatever it is, it needs to be addressed, certainly. I'll tell you, it'll be very interesting. 24 hours from now, I will be in Ireland, and it'll be an interesting conversation. I remember the last time I went, I went to England just for the 2016 election. Every place I went, you're a Yank. Yank's going to vote for Trump?
Yeah, what do you think about Trump? That happened to me in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, right. What
they
do you
like
think about Trump?
Yeah,
I don't like him much in England.
I know, Eastern Europe likes him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, figure it out. It doesn't take a lot to figure that out. Ireland.com, by the way, is a great place for you to go to see some of the things that I'm going to see. I'll tell you a story. But Kara and I have a sort of a deal. I have this little, I have this device. So I may get us all in trouble by me actually deciding I want to be on the air for a while every day, and I'll see if it works. It worked when we did it domestically. I don't know why it shouldn't work. As long as I'm close to Wi-Fi, it should work, Kara, right? Under this little plug and a little thing.
What could go wrong?
I have no idea. I don't know that we have a deal about that. I've said that I will try and make something work.
Do you have your converter plug and all that?
Yes, I do. I have all that good stuff. Yeah.
Well, make sure that your thing can run using, you know, the conversion of that power, because...
Oh, I have a whole conversion pack that I bought.
Yeah, sometimes things that get plugged in that seem to work okay kind of go haywire, even though it should work. I had that happen to me with, like, my little hand clothes steamer. It just started bubbling out of control. Like, it worked, but it worked on such a crazy hot level that, just be careful you don't fry your equipment.
We have five stunning hikes that we're going to take in Ireland, five must-see spots. So we're going to, one of the things, they've encouraged me to bring my drinking appetite. They don't know me yet, obviously.
Okay, so I'm going to make a suggestion for you.
Yes,
you,
Jennifer.
Ready?
I am.
So a lot of people will be drinking Guinness around you because that's what you do when you're in Ireland, and that's going to be way too much for you. You're going to hate Guinness. Yeah. So my favorite Irish beer is called Smithwick's.
Smithwick's.
You should try that and think of me when you do. It's a really good. It's a red. It's a red ale, but it's good. It's not going to be as bitey as Guinness.
Okay. Supposed to be chilly there. From now,
The weather in April is horrible.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Right.
Bring lots of layers.
We have a couple of little minibuses. We're going to take the Wild Atlantic Way, which is about a 1,500-mile trip around the whole island. And that's something I haven't seen. When I went last time, we went to larger cities. There aren't really many large cities other than Shannon and Leslie went to Londonderry. I'm trying to remember where else I went.
You mean Limerick, probably.
Yeah, Limerick, yes. Thank you. Yeah. There once was a child who was high, and she didn't know how to say bye. Now, that's a different limerick. All right, today
is
April April Fool's Day. How about reversing April Fool's? April Fool's celebrated every year, first day of April. If you're, I think we have the capability here. I think all three of the ladies have the ability to take unsuspecting advantage of me, and then when we're done with the story, it'll be April Fool's, Dougie. This started with Pope Gregory, who was kind of a fool in his own right, as I remember. Remember the Gregorian calendar, Gregorian chant, that sort of thing? 1582 is the year he switched the first day of the year from April 1st to January 1st. It was April Fool's.
It sounded the way you set that up that you knew him personally.
Yeah.
Right. I might have in the past life. I could have. I might have been him in a past life. How do you know? That would be something, wouldn't it? Pope Dudley. I kind of like the sound of that. What do you think, no? There's another
sure,
April.
I think that you'd be the perfect one to run the Catholic Church.
Excuse me, thank you. So, the old Gregorian calendar was the same, was built on what was called at the time, when we look into the sky these days, we think of one thing, and when you think about what the difference is between astrology, which is what they used to call it, and astronomy, which is what they call it today, astrology had a lot to do with how they ran their lives back then. And so the astrological calendar, which begins with Aries, which is the astrological month that we're in right now, that's how things used to be. But now, when they added, that was before that, during the reign of Julius and Augustus Caesar, the calendar changed from 10 months to 12, because both of them were egomaniacs, pretty much the way Gregory was, and they all wanted to have, you know, some impact on the rest of the world for the rest of time. So they added 2 months. July and August came during the reign of Julius and Augustus. So that's where that, and then things got spread out with Gregory, and it was kind of a mess. So it didn't have the same implication as it does today. People come around with great silly things that go on April Fool's Day. Cheesecake Factory is giving away something sweet for those of you, and they say this is no joke. Quote, "We love you as much as you love free food, so we're giving away $250,000 worth of free DoorDash rewards." What is a DoorDash? I don't even know.
DoorDash is their delivery service.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So you can build up points as you use DoorDash.
So the first 10,000 customers who use the app DoorDash claim the reward, get a $25 gift card to use on a Cheesecake Factory order any day this week. And as an added bonus, DoorDash was going to be offering free delivery on all Cheesecake Factory orders from today through next Sunday. So most, whenever I know, I've eaten at the Cheesecake Factory maybe four times in my life, and it was always at the one in Marina Del Rey. Jennifer,
so that's a nice one.
I think that was the original one, or
it's a really pretty one because it's right on the water.
Right on the beach, right on the bay. And it's nice, but the food is, there's so much of it. It's kind of greasy sometimes. I don't know. It's just everybody has
I think I've only been to, there's one Cheesecake Factory in Manhattan, and I went to it one time, and I don't remember what I ate, and I don't remember if it was good, so I guess it
I used to love the Cheesecake Factory.
Memorable.
The portions are just big, so you have to take home some, but I think the food's good.
All right, so what do you know about reversing April Fools?
I don't know anything about that.
There are, you don't? Are you saying that? Didn't we talk about this before?
Reversing it?
Yeah.
Is this like a reverse mortgage?
Right. Yeah.
I don't get what you mean.
Instead of somebody like Bill Gates giving you $1,000, that would have been, you know, the chain letters that used to go around big companies. The deal was Bill Gates on April Fool's.
Stop.
What?
Girls,
what?
Do you know what a chain letter is?
What, like a chain email?
Those annoying emails. No. Do you know what a chain letter is, girls? Come on. No, it's those annoying emails that you have to send it to five people or you're going to die. A real chain letter used to come in the mail, if you could believe that.
Yeah, well, I don't think I got any of those.
I didn't get any of those either, but that's why I had to ask, because I figured, you know, maybe people don't know. But all right, go ahead.
Well, there were a lot of people that would that claimed, for example, Gerber has issued class action checks. That somebody said, you're going to get a class action check, and it wasn't. You know, you're not going to get any money from Gerber's baby food. Then there were a lot of other things. MTV supposedly was giving you backstage passes to go see Stevie Nicks or something, and that wasn't really the case. You'd get those in the mail, but it was April Fool's. You know, that kind of stuff. And somebody really played a nasty one on someone once in New Orleans, saying that they would give him a kidney. Because somebody was dying, needed a kidney.
Oh, my gosh.
Turned out to be a really horrible...
Who would do that?
That's
terrible.
The kind of... That's the same...
Are you making that up?
No, I'm not making it up. It might seem like it, because today is April Fool's, but no. What's going on with all the Dukes and everybody else, the NAACP?
I
always say NAACP.
NCAA.
Yeah, with March Madness. What's the story about this sneaker that's broken that somebody offered $250,000 for?
I missed that part. I watched the games, but I didn't see anything about broken sneakers.
Hmm. Zion Williamson, who's he?
Oh, yeah, he plays for Duke. He's like one of the best players in
college
basketball.
His knee because a Nike sneaker broke apart. It split apart.
That's interesting.
And then, somebody said they'd give him $250,000 for this because it changed the course of the game. So where are we with the March Madness?
We're down to the Final Four. So Duke is out. They lost by, I think, 1 point yesterday to Michigan State, which, thank God, happy about that. Virginia won by, like, a couple points. I saw that on Saturday night. It was really sad. It was heartbreaking. They went to overtime. Purdue had been winning, and then they lost in overtime. And then
Auburn had a big upset.
Yeah, Texas Tech and Auburn. So those are the four teams.
All right, Jen, quick 10-second TV report for tonight. What's up?
You know what? Right. Watch American Idol and The Voice tonight. How about that? Since we have 10 seconds. It's very
there we go.
Good stuff.
That's pretty good. Well, I think those two shows be good. I watched a little American Idol last night. Well, American Idol was all over the place on ABC this weekend for whatever the reason. Probably because of the end.
Because the ratings are down and they're trying to.
Yeah. 10 before the hour.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-8444 844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Monday DJB program, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through some of the items that may have caught your attention. More detail, for example, on the 2 million credit card numbers that have been stolen.
Yes, the parent company of restaurants like Planet Hollywood, Buca di Beppo, and Mixology have confirmed that it experienced a security breach after they had researchers looking into their accounts, and they found that more than 2 million stolen credit card numbers were being sold online. Hackers used malware installed at the point-of-sale systems, and they stole these credit card and debit card numbers. They have the expiration dates, some credit card holder names, and the restaurant locations were in 40 different states. Earl Enterprises is the parent company. And they say the breach happened between May 23rd of last year and March 18th of 2019. They say the incident has now been contained. However, the damage is done because these credit card numbers are already being sold on the black market. So the breach impacted individual restaurant locations of Buca di Beppo, which I've never heard of, but I think it's a West Coast chain, Earl of Sandwich, Planet Hollywood, Chicken Guy, Mixology, and Tequila Taqueria outlets. So if you had been to any of those restaurants and you paid by a credit card, make sure you are really monitoring your bank account statements, and you may have to go back through the statements over the last year to make sure that there was nothing happening there. You can go to earlenterprise.com. And that is, they have a, they'll point you in the right direction to see if any of the restaurants that you visited were impacted by this breach. And they say online orders were not impacted. This actually happened when they swiped the cards in the restaurants. And they recommend, of course, to make sure that you are notifying your credit card that there might be some fraudulent activity. Let your credit card company do the work for you and monitor the situation. But yet another, there's no place safe. Another day, another breach.
All right. So let's help ourselves to this info. Sega Genesis Mini. What's that? Somebody help
Video
me.
Video games.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a new one coming out in September. Here's that story.
The Geek Out.
It's finally arriving. After being announced early last year, the Sega Genesis Mini will arrive in September of this year. Following the success of other miniaturized classic gaming consoles, the tiny Sega Genesis will come loaded with as many as 40 of the best games. Yes, including Sonic the Hedgehog, and a replica pair of the three-button controllers. Now, the new console is more than half the size of the original and will easily connect to a modern display via HDMI. Along with Sonic, Echo the Dolphin, Castlevania, Toe Jam and Earl, and Altered Beast are just a few of the great games that will be included. The new Sega Genesis Mini will cost just $80, and we've posted a link to it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jeff Bezos has a problem, E-I-E-I-O. His phone has been accessed by the Saudis. What's in it for them, would be my question.
Well, if you think about it, a lot. And so this is a developing story. Jeff Bezos will, his security consultant, Gavin De Becker, issued a report over the weekend saying that they concluded with high confidence that the Saudis had accessed Bezos' phone. And now here's the thing. The Washington Post, where Jamal Khashoggi was employed, is owned by Jeff Bezos. And so the Saudis didn't like all of the coverage that the Washington Post gave to Jamal Khashoggi's murder, and I'm going to call it murder because that's what it was.
Yeah, sure,
and
it was.
So this makes nothing but sense that this happened. However, mm-hmm. How did it happen? And that's really the tech story behind the story, is figuring out how did the Saudis gain access to Jeff Bezos' phone, and what information did they actually take from his phone? So this is a developing story. We're probably going to be hearing a lot more about this, and you know, this is also the National Enquirer had gotten Jeff Bezos' texts between him and his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, and everyone said, oh, her brother had stolen her phone. But it turns out that's not true. The National Enquirer already had the text messages, and when they confronted her brother and paid him $250,000 to confirm that that was the story. So, exactly. So the Saudis are working with the parent company of the National Enquirer, is pretty much what people are putting together.
Lovely. Meanwhile, Amy Klobuchar, the senator and presidential candidate, wants to have broadband in every household if she gets elected. She says that.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.